My name is Viktor Kirchenstein. I'm from NetXMS team, and it's brief introduction who we are and what we're doing. So it's a network monitoring system, and it started in 2003 as my personal hobby project, and I was working as network engineer in a local system integration company at that time. Now it's a small team working full-time on this project, and we are based in Riga, Latvia, and you can check our website, you can check the source code on the GitHub. What the design principles that is in our system is we want to make it fast, flexible, extendable, preferably extendable by user in different ways without, when possible, without changing the core source code. Suitable for large setups, so it should be able to monitor large networks, large installations. And we put a lot of emphasis on network monitoring and on distributed monitoring. So you can monitor pretty much anything in your infrastructure, you know, servers, workstations, some devices, etc. But it still has some very network-specific functionality built in. So what are major features of the system? So we have automatic network topology discovery, so we can discover new devices in the network and also how they are connected together on different levels. So it's layer two of the OC, so like Ethernet, serials, etc. It's an IP level, it's an OSPF topology, and the system also provides a visualization of this topology on different levels. We have topology-based network, topology-based event correlation. Many useful topology-based lookup tools, like to find specific MAC address in the network, find specific IP address, check the switch forwarding database, check OSPF neighbors, all from monitoring system user interface, all searchable. We have our own agents that can be installed on different operating systems. And those agents, among other things, can act as caching proxies for most of the protocols that are supported by the system. So you can have a remote proxy that communicates with SNMP devices in the remote site and use secure communication channel with the monitoring server. And if you have lost your connection to your remote site, it will keep collecting data and caching it locally and then resynchronize to the central server when you have your connection back. The system is very event-centric, and we have powerful functions for event processing. It's quite flexible. And we support data collection from different sources. It could be our own agents, SNMP, MQTT, SSH commands, Ethernet IP, web services. Data can be pushed to the system via our API. We have very powerful data collection templates to simplify and automate data collection from devices and servers. After data is collected, the further processing is uniform. So as long as we get the value for the metric, it's no longer relevant how we get it, with which protocol you process it in the same way. We have many options for data transformation and for threshold checking. We have built-in scripting language in the system that can be used for implementing any custom complex logic for data transformation, for event processing, for automation. We provide tools for to build automation on top of the system. And we have very flexible access control in the system. So it actually can be used, and some users do use it as a multi-tenant. So if you are MSP, for example, you can provide access to parts of the system to your customers so they see the network. This is an architecture kind of overview. So we have obviously the monitoring server in the center, and it can collect data with different protocols directly or through our agent. It uses SQL database for storing data and configuration. We, among other databases, we support Postgres with TimescaleDB extension, which is what we really recommend if you have big setups. System administrators and operators can access the system via web interface or desktop application. And we also provide full API, so whatever you can do from web interface, you can do from API, and so it's really good for integration. And I want to go through a few use cases of our users. So the use case one, it's a global company with offices around the world, and they have more than 12,000 network devices in their global network. And they use NetXMS to monitor all these devices, more than 2 million metrics being collected from it. We have a link to InfluxDB, like the fanout driver for sending data. So besides storing it in a NetXMS database, it's also sent to the InfluxDB for further analysis and processing. Case number two is completely different. It's an agricultural holding in South Africa. And they use NetXMS to monitor pretty much everything they have, network devices, servers, etc., including the solar panels, the fridges, the power generators. And we use different protocols and different methods for getting this information. So like MQTT for solar panels, and for fridges, for power generators, it's just Raspberry Pi computers with NetXMS agent installed and like generators and fridge sensors connected via GPIO. The third case is industrial consulting company in the US, and they use NetXMS in a way that was unusual for us. A site assessment tool, so basically their consultant comes to the customer site with a laptop with NetXMS server installed, run it in a discovery mode for a day or for a few hours, and it finds the industrial devices and collect information using different protocols from them and also build the topology map for them automatically. And the final use case is the quite big ISP that operates in USA and Central America, and they monitor all their network devices and other equipment with NetXMS. They have more than 70,000 devices, all monitored with a single monitoring server. And they use a lot automated discovery, automated templates. So that's it. It was really quick overview. You take a look at our website, ask questions after the session, take stickers.
Hey, thanks a lot. So that was the first ad hoc talk. Thanks for doing this.